Hello! Welcome to Stories Pod Chats. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon.
And I'm another host, Kelsey Lee.
Oh, and I'm yet a third host, Daniel Hines, and we are here for a new year.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, including a new Mick Munter design featuring Mick, Bigfoot, and Nessie. Check it out! We're also on Cameo for all of your personalized video message needs, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
How are you two ladies doing?
I'm doing
super great.
Well.
Yeah. Really excited for 2023. And the passage of time. Just really, really pumped.
Same. I have a lot of fun things on the docket for the year.
What do you got on the docket?
I'm taking some trips this year.
I didn't know that. Where are you going?
Yes. I'm going to London and Ireland.
I didn't know that.
In March. And then I'm also going to California.
Exciting.
In April, I'm going to San Diego and LA and possibly Anaheim to do a Disneyland visit. Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. Those are big trips that are coming up and super soon, kind of.
Yeah, so, very soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. That must be exciting. Good job.
It is.
And Amanda, I know you went on a little New Year's vacation. How was that?
I did go on a little vacation and it was very nice. I went to St. Croix, which is one of the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the water is very turquoise blue there. And also I saw a rainbow pretty much every day, which is just kind of magic. And
was it so
it was
warm? And
it was 82 the whole time, at night, perfect, in the morning, in the afternoon, 82 degrees. It was just right. It was really nice. It was really nice. And I left right when it was that cold snap. So it was like exceptionally fun and nice. And I saw lots of animals, including tiny lizards everywhere, which was cool. And also a bunch of hermit crabs just in the wild, which are weird looking. Hermit crabs are strange looking. It was really fun.
They are. Actually, I don't know that I've ever seen one in the wild, but I've seen like an image or like a video. Did you go like scuba diving or snorkeling?
I did go snorkeling. I saw some fish. I didn't go I think we were supposed to snorkel in a better area and then we didn't. So it was less, I think it was underwhelming. I think it could have done better snorkeling. But I did like it. And the water was very nice to swim in and I really enjoyed the whole time. And I saw a bunch of chickens and some goats and it was cool.
What a trip.
What a trip.
That
what
sounds
a trip.
Awesome. That sounds so good.
So yeah, we got a good new year coming up. Glad you guys had your good trips, good vacations. Did you get anything good for Christmas? I personally got some tickets to go see the Boston Bruins play hockey. And I got some new chef knives. I love to cook at home. And these are very sharp, very good knives. So I am stoked.
Ooh,
how about you guys?
I got this really awesome gift. It is a bird feeder with a camera attached to it. So you can get an alert when a bird comes to eat. And it takes like a 10-second video of the bird eating. It's brought me so much joy. So
it's
much
magic.
Joy.
That's so fun.
I love it so
much. Are you counting how many species you see all year?
I wasn't going to, but I will now. It's limited right now. And some listeners might not know that we are in a winter right now.
We are in a winter.
New England.
We're in New England and it's winter. So not all the birds are as active as they will be in the spring. But so far this past week, I have gotten chickadees and sparrows. And then we also got lots of blue jays in the morning, cardinals, and finches.
Finches.
Cool. I've heard blue jays are very rude. Is that true?
Yes.
How can you tell?
they're just bigger than the other birds. So they use their bigger than the other birds around here. So they use their bird mass to bully the other birds out of the way.
They just box out the finches and eat all the food. Yeah.
But I haven't really observed them doing that too much. I actually did watch a nice long clip of a cardinal today doing that to would not let another bird into the feeder at all for a solid minute.
Wow.
And they tried. The house sparrows tried. Nope, wouldn't let them. And then a blue jay came in and the cardinal took off like before the blue jay even tried to bolt. Like the cardinal knew right away that it didn't stand a chance.
Always a bigger fish.
Yeah. What about you, Amanda?
Bird or whatever.
I think that this is kind of funny because I think that I said on our last pod chats where we talked about our favorite gifts of the past maybe that we've gotten, and I mentioned that I often get slippers and that I always am kind of like, oh, slippers again, but then I always really appreciate them. And this year, in fact, I did get another pair of slippers, but they were from my brother who is slightly younger than me, and they're like fuzzy and they have a smiley face on them.
So cute.
They're very silly, and every time I wear them I think they're very funny, and so that was probably my favorite gift this year was some smiley face slippers again.
Amazing. It just shows you it doesn't have to be anything too fancy. It's just what strikes your fancy, you know?
Yes.
A tale of two fancies, really.
About bringing the joy.
So I got some stuff planned for you guys today if you're interested.
Yes.
But first, I got to go. Oh, hold on. I got to go let my friend in. 1 second.
Is it going to be a literal second? Like a one Mississippi?
Oh, guys. Hey, it's me, Wiz Quizly, the Quiz Wiz. How are you doing?
Hey, good.
Oh, Wiz, I'm so happy to see you.
Hey, it's a new year. You know what that means?
What
does it mean?
New games.
Oh, whoa. That's okay. Amazing.
New year. Games.
New year, new games. I get it.
New year, new games. All right.
And this first one, let's get right into it. And I think it's one you two are gonna like.
I hope so.
It is called Dog of the Month.
Okay.
So I was thinking, I was unpackaging a 2023 calendar I got, and I was thinking, you know what? I think if this was all dogs, it'd be better. And I got this idea from a great comedian called JPC, John Patrick Cohen. And basically what it is I have made up my own fake calendar with a dog every month. And I'm going to describe to you my Dog of the Month calendar. And you have to tell me what breed is featured in the picture.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So you're going to guess what breed of dog it is by context.
Okay. Can we ask questions or?
Let's see how it goes. I don't think you'll need to. I think it's like more of a, just a vibe game. You know, you're guessing the vibe.
Oh, okay.
Okie doke.
So for instance, let's just get into it. The first one, January, you flip the page of the calendar. I see there's two dogs jumping in the air after snowballs. One's missing and he's getting sunk in a snowbank, and the other caught the snowball and it kind of exploded in their mouth. And this is at like twilight.
Are they, so we just guess?
Now, yeah, what breed do you think I have cast this image as?
I have three guesses.
Okay, well, give me your first guess first, then we'll move on from there.
My first guess is a chocolate or black lab.
Amanda?
My first guess is a husky because of the snow.
Ding, 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 ding. It is a husky.
That was my second guess. Oh, I thought it was too cliche.
I'm sorry. Well, I got it.
Amanda, great job.
Very pleased with herself.
This is a fun game.
Yeah, the point of the game, Kelsey, is that they are cliche. So that will be the answer. Otherwise, it would be impossible.
All right, fine.
All right. February, some would say the most romantic month. I'm picturing a dog. He's on a silky red dog bed. He's got rose petals all around. And in his mouth is a single long stem rose. What kind of dog do you think is February?
A wiener dog.
No. Amanda?
I don't know There's a dog that has sometimes long hair parted in the middle that's like, I don't know what kind of dog it is. But
yes. Oh, those are very beautiful. It might be an Arendelle. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it is, but their hair reminds me of Fabio, and I feel like what you're describing sounds like the cover of a romance novel, so that is kind of where I was going with that. But like
it's close, but the dog is not close. The cover of the romance novel is dead on. That's all I meant.
So then we should guess again.
Second guesses. You get three guesses per thing.
Can you give us one hint?
I didn't write hints, but if I had to give you a hint off the top of my head, I'd say that this dog is seeing red for Valentine's Day.
Is it Clifford, the big red dog?
It is not Clifford.
Is it a Dalmatian?
Not a Dalmatian. Kelsey, final guess.
Okay. And
again, this is a dog. Silky velvet, dog bed, rose petals, rose in its mouth.
Seeing red.
I really don't.
Maybe, oh, a chocolate lab for Valentine's Day chocolate.
That is a wonderful guess, but it is not correct.
Then that's a missed opportunity on your part, Wiz Quizly.
Call just me saying. Wiz.
Just saying.
Ooh, so no points on February. That is, of course, a bulldog. Big bulldog,
a
all
big
in
bulldog.
Silk.
Why is it seeing
big
I don't
rose
get it.
Mouth.
Bulls. Okay.
Because it's a bulldog. Oh,
wow. Okay. That was a good hint, actually. That was a really good hint.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, so I'm flipping the page. It's March. This dog is being shaved. His front is still all shaggy like a lion, but the butt is trimmed down like a lamb. In like a lion, out like a lamb for March. This dog is getting the lion cut. Let's start with Amanda this time.
All right. When you said March, my first thought was an Irish setter, but I Same. Actually don't know what they look like, and I don't know if they would typically get a lion cut.
They
and
wouldn't.
I don't know which dogs would get a lion cut except for like a poodle, I think. But that doesn't seem like an obvious choice for March. So those are two guesses. Sorry, I cheated.
All right, Kelsey?
I also was going to guess Irish setter when you said March because, you know.
It's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Of course. But when I picture a dog getting a lion cut, I do picture something a lot more fluffy. But I also picture the color of a lion. So I'm going to go with... Like a golden doodle.
It is, in fact, a golden doodle.
Yes. Yes.
Golden doodle. Big golden shaggy doodle getting shaved down, lion and lamb. You can just picture it. It's a great calendar page.
I'm very pleased.
Hey, but then you turn the page. April, there's a dog rolling big bright patch of flowers. If we're the camera, we're looking straight down. So the whole page is flowers. With this dog in the middle, and she's on her back looking up out of the field of flowers. Like, can you believe all these flowers?
Small, medium, or large dog?
Nope, you got to do it. Let's get a first guess in.
All right. My first guess is because I'm picturing a specific photograph of my own dog, Ziggy, and so I am picturing a chihuahua. Is it a chihuahua?
Kelsey, what's your guess?
My guess was a cocker spaniel.
No, it is neither of those.
Oh,
I'll give you a hint. It is, I'd say, a medium, the large size of medium.
Okay. The large size of medium.
Golden retriever?
Ooh, no, not quite.
Not quite, but not far
not
off.
Not quite, but also not at all. I didn't mean to make it sound like it was close.
Okay. I'm going to go with a pit bull.
Ooh, we've got a calendar winner because it is a pit bull. Picture
oh,
a big pit bull.
Yay!
People think they're so tough. They're just laying in the flowers.
They're having
a blast.
They're so sweet.
All right. Now you turn that page again. We are on to May. And for May, I'm picturing this dog is on a skateboard. They're cruising down a sunny street in the spring. They got on little goggles and they're looking just right.
I'm picturing a Boston Terrier. Something with eyeballs because of the goggles.
Ooh, I would say a Boston Terrier reminds me of the correct answer, but it's not quite.
All right. Now I don't know what to guess. A Boston Terrier reminds you. What do those look like?
They have bulgy eyes and would require goggles. Yeah.
A pug. I'm going pug.
Ooh, not quite. I would love to see a little pug on a skateboard, but that is not what I'm picturing for this calendar.
Okay.
How about a French bulldog?
Cute.
Ooh, a French bulldog is exactly the dog I think would ride a skateboard.
Job.
That is the month of May. I think
Yay!
We got 2-2. You guys are good at this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for noticing.
Yes.
Now, June, the month I was born, big page to celebrate my birthday. You know, I got to do it. This is a dog and they're running out of school. School is out for the summer and they're flying right into I don't know. I imagine like a lake on the grounds, maybe even a school fountain. They are leaping into the water, leaving school, leaping into the water, full on Superman dive.
I'm going to guess a border collie.
You better guess again.
A Bernese Mountain Dog, something big. Mm.
Ooh, not a Bernese Mountain Dog. No, no. This is something that I could see just really loving to jump into the fountain.
Oh, you go first, I hope.
Oh, a Golden Retriever. They love water.
Not a Golden Retriever on this one.
How about a Corgi?
Nope. I'm picturing, again, big, oh, mighty big jump.
Sorry. Oh. Well, I was picturing, you know how there's all those videos of Corgi flops in the water?
Listen, I would love to watch it. A Corgi jump. That's okay. Just not what I... Yeah. That's all not right. This answer.
Okay, okay.
All right, final guesses.
And they just got out of school?
School part's not really important. That's just for me.
Okay. I'm going to go with Poodle. They love Jack the Russell. Water.
Jack Russell Terrier?
No, you're both wrong. This is the classic. I would have accepted either yellow or black labs. Oh. Labs are the ones who love to run. They love to jump in the water. And you know what? I think they're tired of school.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, next page, July. Fireworks are going off in the sky, and these dogs are standing tall and proud. They have little red, white, and blue bandanas on, and there's a hot dog picnic in front of them.
German Shepherd.
That's ooh, I like that guess. It's not quite what I was picturing.
A dachshund for the wieners.
Ooh, that is exactly right. It is a dachshund.
Nice. We have some
American wiener dogs go with these American wieners. And yep, maybe I thought you'd put them in little bun costumes, but that's really a more of a Halloween gag.
Yeah.
I think just having the dachshunds with the hot dog picnic would make the calendar page a success.
I think you're right.
I agree. I like the little bandana detail. I love a bandana on a dog.
All right. Now we're into August and I'm seeing a dog. They're in like a Baywatch style red one piece laying out on a tropical beach. They've got just one of those like Pawtini glasses. They got little sunglasses on. This dog is just living her best life.
Do you want to go first?
Has it been a Golden Retriever yet? Have we had that as a correct guess?
Hasn't been yet.
So that's my guess then.
Ooh, it's not a Golden Retriever.
I'm going to guess a small little dog, like a Maltese.
Ooh, we will accept Maltese. I had written Shih Tzu, etc. So I will take a Maltese for a Shih Tzu.
A small poodle dog.
A small kind of white fluffy dog, yeah.
Oh my god!
And August is my birth month, just to say, because Wiz mentioned his, and mine is August.
Of course, of course. You get a little dog in a bathing suit for your birthday.
Thank you.
What more could you want?
Yay.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's exactly perfect.
Now we're into September. We're going back to school. I'm picturing a dog. This boy, he's wearing a sweater and glasses and a big tie, but also a big slobbery textbook in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
Got the tweed vest, got the tie, the glasses, big slobbery book.
Is he a Great Dane?
Not a Great Dane, but I do like a Great Dane. I do love an idea of like a Scooby-Doo in school.
That's what I was thinking.
How about like a bloodhound, like a hound dog?
Oh.
Ooh, no, not a bloodhound. Again, big like professorial sweater on.
Okay, a Newfoundland.
Ooh, Newfoundland is close. I'd say that's the closest.
What does a Newfoundland look like?
A giant, like a Bernese Mountain Dog, but all black.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Oh. How about a chow?
No, it's not a chow. I do like chow, though. I also had chow. I would have accepted chow for the earlier lion and lamb one.
What do you mean you would have accepted? Like how? Wait. It wasn't the answer. I thought there was a calendar. Did you make a calendar? Or did you just brainstorm what you would like the calendar to be?
I mean, I just wrote it down. I didn't print it. Okay. I didn't arrange a photo shoot.
Well, I wasn't sure. Okay.
I'm just calling on my friends. I need to borrow your dog. I need to borrow your Shih Tzu, please.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I need a big dog. It's not a Great Dane. I'm going to go with a sheepdog.
No, not a sheepdog. Amanda, any final guess?
A collie?
No, I'm sorry. Those are small. And also, now what I was picturing is imagine like an old kind of history professor, like old, kind of like he's a little heavier set, a little scruffy. You know, big tweed jacket. And when I picture that, when I turn that man into a dog, I get a St. Bernard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Come on. I understand.
Yep.
Where are we at score-wise?
I think we're at 2-2.
I think it's 3-3.
I think it's 3-3.
Or 3-3. Okay. I think you're tied up. Yeah. Okay. Next up, this one. What's the page? Turn it. Oh, it's October, Halloween season.
And Kelsey's birth month.
And Kelsey's birth month.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a dog, very cute, big smile, sitting in a jack-o'-lantern carved to look like its own face.
Go ahead.
Can this one be the Chihuahua because it fits in a jack-o'-lantern?
This one is the Chihuahua.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice job.
I love a Chihuahua.
So big smiling Chihuahua in a jack-o'-lantern that has carved the same big smiling face, even the same pose if we can manage it, you know what I mean? Like the same angle and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
We might have to work with the photographer and some treats, but I bet we can get that. Yeah.
I think we can.
All right. Next up, you turn the page. November. I'm seeing big Thanksgiving feast, but oh no, the dogs have crashed it. There's kind of dogs everywhere, but the focal point dog is on the table. They got like mashed potatoes and gravy on them, and they're holding like the perfect drumstick in their mouth.
I'm going to go with a boxer.
Ooh, not a boxer, but I do like a boxer. I could see a boxer in that position, but it's not a boxer.
Did we say a sheepdog already?
It hasn't been the answer, and it is still not the answer.
Okay. Mm.
Kelsey?
We still haven't had a German Shepherd, so I'm going to guess that.
It's not a German Shepherd.
They're too well-behaved to do that.
They are too well-behaved. I agree.
Has it been said already?
No, and now that I think about it, you guys might not think it's an answer at all. So just expand your minds.
Oh.
Like a mutt?
It is a mutt.
Oh, come on.
When I think of a dog that crashes Thanksgiving, it's got to be a mutt.
Well, now she's going to beat me.
No, she doesn't. She nobody gets credit for mutt. We'll do...
She can have credit for mutt. It's fine.
Well...
She did get it.
I don't want this tone in the show, though. Kelsey, you'll get the first one. If you can get this one, Kelsey, you can tie it up, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
This one, it's for all the kibble. Little dog joke for you there. You turn the page. It's December. I see it's a dog. It's wearing one of those, you know, those reindeer antler headbands?
Yes.
It has one of those, but it's wearing it on its butt. And it's kind of looking over its shoulder, like laughing. You know what I mean?
That is going to be a corgi.
Oh, it's a corgi.
Yay!
It is a corgi.
You got to know a corgi butt. That's a tie. Yeah. That's a tie.
That's a tie.
Oh, it's a tie, everybody.
I do think that Amanda should have it for Mutt. I mean, you walked her there, but sometimes you take them for a walk and they just get it.
Like with dogs. It's
exactly. That was the joke.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry. That was Dog of the Month. How do you guys like Wiz Quizley's new game, Dog of the Month?
I literally loved it.
I had a lot of fun, and I think it is great.
All right. I think that went a little longer than I thought, but I think we have time for another game. Do you guys want to play New Year, same tradition, or do you want to play New in 22, which is the top media of 22? What do you want to do? New Year, same tradition, or New in 22? What game you like?
Could you give us a little bit of an explanation of both of the games?
Sure. In New Year, same tradition, I will give you some strange New Year's traditions from around the world, similar to how in America we do the ball drop, and you'll have to guess the country. Or the other one, I will give you the category. For instance, the first one would be the top rated kids movie of the year. You'd have to give me the answer.
I think the 22.
Yeah, I think I might not be very good at it, but I also choose that game, New in 22.
All right, so we're going to play New in 22, and here is the first question. According to critics and Rotten Tomatoes, what was the best rated kids movie of 2022?
I'm going to go with Encanto.
Hocus Pocus 2?
I don't know.
Let's cut those out, because Hocus Pocus 2 is clearly not the winner. Well, and Encanto came out in 2021, so let's try again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
All right. One more guess.
Okay. I'm going to go with Sonic 2. Was that also 2021?
I think that's this year, but it is not the right answer.
What about?
I'll tell you.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you go ahead first.
Is it Chip and Dale, the Rescue Rangers?
Oh, it is not Chip and Dale, but here is a hint. It shares a couple things with Sonic. The lead actress of this movie is very close with the lead actor of Sonic. And They both feature shoes pretty heavily.
Was it Disenchanted?
It was not.
Come on.
The top family movie is actually a little indie picture called Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Oh. I was going to guess that.
All right. So sticking with movies, what was the top earning kids movie? What kids movie made the most money this year, do we think?
Hocus Pocus 2?
And remember that it's probably not going to be a streaming movie because those don't really make direct money. It'll probably be something in theaters. Unlike, say, a random example, like a Hocus Pocus 2 that went right to streaming.
Okay, I'm going to guess Lightyear.
Ooh, Lightyear was actually number 3 or 4, I think.
Wow, okay.
But it wasn't number 1.
Is it animated?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, Amanda didn't guess yet. I'm sorry.
Can you give us a distributor? Can you give us like a who made this?
I have another guess. No, I have another guess.
Go. No, that would give it away, I think.
Okay. The Minions one, the new Minions.
Oh.
Ooh, it was the Minions one. Yeah. Minions, I think it's Rise of Gru.
Yeah. I didn't see that one, but I heard it was really cute.
I saw that with a friend and their kids, and it was great.
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 Next up, what was the most streamed song of 2022?
For children or for everybody?
For everybody. Just the most streamed song.
Baby Shark? No.
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 The most streamed song of 2022. I think it was a Taylor Swift song. Am I right?
Oh.
It was not Taylor Swift. Her album came out too late in the year, I think, to be a top stream.
Okay.
This artist I'm looking also seemed to just about match her in record sales and everything else. But had the most streams.
Match who? Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. It was kind of the song of the summer, is from what I've,
was
what
it,
I've heard.
Is it Harry Styles?
Oh.
It is Harry Styles.
Yeah. As it was, or?
As it was,
you know,
that's right.
As it was. It's not the same.
As it was, yeah.
Doodly-doo, and one more. Doodly-doo. All right, and this one was a little surprising to me, but not that surprising when I really thought about it. What was the top-selling kids book of 2022? We're talking young kids, picture books now. What was the top-selling picture book of 2022?
When you say surprising, can you say why it was surprising to you?
Because it wasn't brand new.
Oh. Is it something we've definitely heard of?
Yes.
Okay. Is it something that we read when we were little?
Something I read when I was little, certainly.
Okay. Is it Make Way for Ducklings?
Oh, cute. There's no way that's it.
It's not, but I like the name.
What did we read when we were kids? Is it something like Shel Silverstein?
Something like that, sure.
Okay.
So like poems?
No, it's just, it's a kid's book. Picture book.
I was picturing The Giving Tree, but that's not it.
Oh.
Is it?
No, I'd say it has a similar vibe.
Give us another hint, maybe.
It has a very kind of collage-y style.
Oh, is it The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Oh, it is The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I guess that was too good of a hint.
Maybe. That's a good
book,
though.
No, not for me. It would take me a long time to get there. So, nice job.
We did an art project about The Very Hungry Caterpillar when I was in elementary school that involved collaging. So it was a good hint for me in my personal history.
That's a great book.
And certainly there were others. If you go globally, stuff like The Little Prince or Harry Potter or Shel Silverstein, it's on there too. There's not just one number one book list, but from everything I gathered, Very Hungry Caterpillar is still sort of the book for kids among all books.
That's nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. This isn't a game, but Wiz Quizly does want to know. New Year's resolutions?
So, okay, this is how I feel about New Year's resolutions. It's a hard time to start something new in the middle of winter, I think. I think it's always nice to set goals, and I like sort of doing it randomly throughout the year. So I will say that, like, I think that that is something that it's okay if you don't set a New Year's resolution. But I did... I decided to start keeping track of how many books I read this year because I have not done that in past years. And I love to read, and I just wanted to kind of keep track of what I've read this year. So I'm starting to do that.
That's awesome. Do you have a goal? Like, is there a number of books you'd like to hit?
Yes, but I kind of lowballed it a little, or like I said 40. I know that I haven't read 40 books in recent years, but I also like, I will read a book in a day sometimes, you know? So it's like a thing where, and I'm not picking like challenging material. Like I'm reading like
a lot of fun books,
you know, silly
beach
fun books.
Books.
Yeah. Just,
that's all right.
So it's, so I started with 40, but we'll see how I do.
That's really similar to what my, one of my goals that I wanted to, kind of set out for this year as well. Mine was just to read more, like more variety of books, like try some new ones, because you get kind of, I find, stuck in the genre you like, mm-hmm. and you don't explore too much. So I've been getting a lot of book recommendations from friends, and I'm going to try them. I'm not going to necessarily say that I will like them all or stick with a new genre, but mm-hmm. just trying some new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Trying new things is always a good thing to do. And what about you, Wiz?
My New Year's resolution is to devise the craziest, the most intricate, the most labyrinthine quizzes the world has ever seen. Whoa. By the end of the year, you'll be so deep in a quiz, you won't know when you're waking up and when you're just in another deeper layer of the quiz.
I have another one. I want to design a quiz for Wiz.
A quiz for Wiz. Yes, I want to do that too. We're gonna quiz you one time, Wiz Quizly.
A quiz
for you.
A quiz for Wiz.
A quiz for Wiz.
Yes. No one's ever made Wiz a quiz.
Well, Wiz, your wishes are about to come true. You're going to be quizzed.
Things are about to change around here.
A quiz for Wiz. Well, everybody, hey, stay tuned for a quiz for Wiz, because that'll definitely happen. Yes. And these two are definitely not going to forget about it. They're definitely going to come up with a fiendish quiz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be ready.
I'm very excited.
Until then, I think I can say Happy New Year, and I hope everybody had a great kind of winter break time, and I hope everybody's ready to tackle this new year with joy in your hearts.
Aw. Yeah. Happy New Year, Wiz.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone.
That's the end of our episode for today. I've been Wiz Quizly here for Daniel Hines, signing off with, as always, the immensely talented
Kelsey
Lee. I want to see if one of you would jump on that and claim it for yourself. But they're both immensely talented. I'm here with Amanda and Kelsey. Why don't you say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.